Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other as you walk along?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "You must be the only stranger to Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened there in these days." He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet, mighty in word and deed before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who would redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it's now 3 days since these things took place. And some of the women in our group amazed us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they didn't find his body, they came back and said that they'd seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of the men in our group went out, and they went to the tomb, and they found it, just as the women had said, but they didn't see him." And Jesus said to them, "Oh, you foolish men, and slow to believe all that the prophets have said. Wasn't it necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And then, beginning with Moses and the prophets, he interpreted to them all the things in the scriptures concerning himself." As they came near to the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, and they said to him, "Stay with us. It's almost evening. The day's almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, "Weren't our hearts burning in us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" And that same hour they got up, and they returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together and saying, "The Lord is risen, and he's appeared to Simon." And then they told about what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread.